Hello. Next time you talk to me, I want to hear from you. Good granny, good granny. Granny, you're a good girl. Granny, my good girl. Okay?
Okay. Or is that the way I talk to Roxy? That's the way I talk to Roxy. Forget about it. I don't need that. Well, I'm hoarse. The conversation went on. I'm losing my voice now. The conversation went on for 1 hour and 22 minutes. He is extraordinarily well-traveled, okay? He is old. I don't know. He was in the Korean War or right after the Korean War. In any event, I finally said to him, oh my, look at the time. I have to work tomorrow. And he was going on with his travels. He was very interesting. I was interesting too, because I've been a few places. And he told me some stories. I told him some stories, blah, blah, blah. And he said to me, well, we have to get together to have another conversation. And I said to him, that would be great. I look forward to it. And that was the end of the conversation. When I looked at the time, and I said to myself, my God, enough already. He is intelligent. I will give you that. He is old. You better give me that. He is very well-traveled. I don't think anybody has to give anything on that. He's extremely well-traveled. I don't think he's poor. I don't know that he's rich, but I think he has a very nice retirement. He should have. Okay? So I've given it all to you. You can call me tomorrow if you like, and maybe he'll call. He said, I'll call you and we should get together. So I was going to say to him, okay, I'll call you. It would be nice to speak again soon, and let him invite me out. I'm not going to do telephone with him on an ongoing basis, okay? So I would like to see what this man looks like.